a doer or a hearer. When we think about doing and hearing, being a hearer or a doer, we think about hearing kind of as a passive type of activity. You're just sitting there, you're listening, or you're looking, or using your ears to hear, but you're not so much involved with what is going on, what's saying. But doer is active. You're putting some action with it. And I was thinking about some people, there are probably a lot of people these days that are hearers. You know, they hear the word of God, and they tend to respond to it, I feel like, kind of in a passive way, you know, not in an active way. You know, I hear it, and I'm going to do something about it. But it's, I hear it, and because I hear it, sometimes people can be satisfied with it. Some people can be good churchgoers, or they can be consider themselves Bible scholars. Some people maybe have read the Bible through, the whole Bible, maybe more than one time. And so they are hearing the word. But the important thing is to do something about what you hear. If I say, somebody, go shut that door. And she says, and then I said again, she said, I heard you. But she didn't move. So she did no action. It did no good. The door didn't get shut. So the same way with the Lord. The Lord is so merciful and so good to us. And he gives us his word to enlighten us, to allow us to know what he requires of us. That's the purpose of the word, to guide us through this life to heaven. The scriptures are to guide us and to help us to know the way to go and how to get to heaven. But if we just hear it and do nothing about it, it doesn't do us any good. I guess a lot of people will say to me, okay, I think you need to eat this, this, and this, right? That's the battle that I'm in right now. And sometimes they feel frustrated because I don't want it. And if I don't want it, it's hard to eat it. So the same way with the Word of God, we want to have a want-to about it. We want to have something that helps us to take it in and let it soak through and let it produce fruit in our lives. Let's go to James 1 and read verses 22 to 27. If we not only hear, but do what God tells us, we're going to receive the blessing. On the other hand, just hearing it is not going to do us any good. It will be a source of knowing what to do. It'll be kind of like a light shine in a dark place. But if we don't let that light be a part of us, then it doesn't do us any good.
James 1 and 22. Be ye doers of the word, and not hearers only, deceiving your own selves. For if any be a hearer of the word, and not a doer, he is like unto a man beholding his natural face in a glass. For he beholdeth himself, and goeth his way, and straightway forgetteth what manner of man he was. But But whoso looketh into the perfect law of liberty and continueth therein, he being not a forgetful hearer, but a doer of the work, this man shall be blessed in his deed. If any man among you seem to be religious, and bridleth not his tongue, but deceiveth his own heart, this man's religion is vain. Pure religion and undefiled before God and the Father is this, to visit the fatherless and widows in their affliction, and to keep himself unspotted from the world.
So, if I am a hearer of the word and not a doer, then the scripture says, deceiving your own selves. If I am a hearer of the word, if I feel like I'm a Bible scholar, I've heard the word, I've read it, I've heard it all my life, and I don't do anything about it, it doesn't profit me anything. And it will cause me to be deceived, because I might get a certain amount of security in knowing I know the word. I hear some people, this has been a saying, I know the man, and yet no fruit of it, just knowing him. So just knowing him is not good enough. We have to do something about what we know. If we don't, we are deceiving ourselves. And at the end, the Lord, you stand before the Lord, you say, I never knew you. Depart from me, ye that work iniquity. And some of those people, and then in the scriptures it tells of how that some would, he say, come ye blessed of my Father and inherit the kingdom. And it gives a list of things those people did. They were doers, not just hearers. Then the others came to me, said, depart from me, you workers of iniquity, I never knew you. And he said to them, for you didn't do this, and you didn't do that, and you didn't do the other. I don't have that scripture written down. But then they was wondering, well, when saw we thee, you know, naked and didn't clothe you and all these things, sick and didn't visit you and all. But if you'll notice in this scripture, down in there it says, if a man seem to be religious and brighten out his tongue, his religion is vain. Sometimes we can seem to be religious. We know, but we're not doing. And then it goes on and say, true religion and undefiled, and the Father is this, to visit the fatherless. You'd have to read that over.
Pure religion and undefiled before God and the Father is this, to visit the fatherless and widows in their affliction, and to keep himself unspotted from the world.
Notice it's some doing in that. It's not just knowing, it's doing. And so we want to keep yourself unspotted from the world. Do you know that says a lot? You know, some people can do the first part, visit the fatherless and the widows, and they can do this, that, and the other, but then they don't keep themselves unspotted from the world. It all goes together. We have to be good hearers of the word. Let's go now to Luke 8 and 15. Just hearing does us no good.
Luke 8 and 15. But that on the good ground are they which are in honest and good heart, having heard the word, keep it and bring forth fruit with patience.
Notice that they heard the word and they keep it. That's the doing part. Hearing the word of God and keeping it is the doing part. And then they bring forth fruit. Fruit that God will accept. We may do a lot of good things, but if we do not obey this word as we hear it, then it does all are doing is in vain. So we don't want that. We want to be diligent to keep every word. Whatever the Lord speaks to us through his word. See, the Lord's not going to tell you something that's contrary to the word of God. Sometimes people will say, well, it's okay to do that, this. It doesn't hurt to take a little, drink a little wine, right? I mean, you know better, but I'm saying it doesn't hurt to drink a little wine. Or they may say, it doesn't hurt to go to the bar or go to the this place and that place. I'm not keeping myself unspotted from the world. I'm doing just what the world does. We need to be unspotted from the world. We don't need to be like the world. The scripture says, love not the world, neither the things that are in the world. Any man love the world, the love of the Father is not in him. All that's in the world, the lust of the flesh, the lust of the eye, the pride of life, they're not of the Father, but of the world. And we don't want that to happen. So having a knowledge of God is really not good enough. It's good. When you think about it, you need to hear the word in order to know the word. So it's good, but you have to go a step farther. And that's it. Here, the question is, a hearer,
doer or hearer?
Yeah, so which are you? Are we doing the word or are we hearing? Romans 10:16-21. You know, if we hear the word and don't do it, it is not good. So hearing is essential to doing. You need to hear it, but then you also need to do it. I've never done this before, but as I think about it, this title, A Doer or a Hearer, I kind of want to reverse it, a hearer or a doer. Because the hearing kind of comes first. You have to know what hearing, you have to know in order to do. So are you a hearer or are you a doer? That's what we want to know. Romans 10:16.
But they have not all obeyed the gospel. For as I said, Lord, who hath believed our report? How much do you want to read?
To 21.
So their faith cometh by hearing, and hearing by the word of God. But I say, have they not heard? Yet verily, their sound went into all the earth, and their words unto the ends of the world. But I say, did not Israel know? First Moses says, I will provoke you to jealousy by them that are people, no, that are no people, and by a foolish nation I will anger you. But Isaiah is very bold and said, I was found of them that sought me not. I was made manifest unto them that asked not after me. But to Israel he said, all day long I stretched forth my hands unto a disobedient and gainsaying people.
See, the thing is, these people knew. The people of Israel knew, but they didn't do. They knew. The Gentiles didn't know. I remember in the scriptures, Jesus was talking to the woman at the well, and he said, you worship, you know not what. But we know what we worship because salvation is of the Jews. They knew, but they wouldn't obey. So it's open up to everybody. And he's looking for people that is going to be doers. not just here. I'm not going to be somebody that I just hear I want to do. Personally, that's the kind of natural response I have. If it's something I feel not needs to be done, it's hard for me to just know it needs to be done and not do it. But I want to be that way when it comes to the things of God. Know that he wants me to do it and do it. Know that he doesn't want me to do it and don't do it. We want to be doers. We want to be active. I don't like laziness. It kind of bothers me. People that can just lay around and do nothing. And then when come time, you know, some children are like that. They don't want to do anything. They like to lay in their bed, play on their phones and everything. But I guarantee you when it comes time to eat, they rise from that bed and they go and stick their foot under that table and expect to eat, you know. But who put the food here? You didn't lift a finger. You didn't even bring the plates to the table, you see. So God wants doers. He doesn't want hearers, just hearing. Yes, he's glad when you hear, but he wants you busy doing something about the things that he said. So we want to be faithful. I was thinking about how that when you do something that the Lord tells you to do, it is a blessing. That's when the blessings come. Not you sat there and hear, Lord, I heard your word. I sat there, but you did nothing about it, he would say. Let's go to John 13, 24 and 17. I was thinking about how that Jesus instituted the ordinance of feet washing. He did it, didn't he? He didn't just tell us. He showed us. He did it. He got that towel and he got that water and he started washing the disciples' feet. But what did he tell the disciples? He did it. He washed the disciples' feet. What did he tell the disciples? Let's read this.
13 and what?
14, I'm sorry. 13 and 14 to 17.
14 and 17. If I then, your Lord and Master, have washed your feet, ye also ought to wash one another's feet. Mm-hmm. For I have given you an example that ye should do as I have done to you. Verily, verily, I say unto you, the servant is not greater than his Lord, neither he that is sent greater than he that sent him. If ye know these things, happy are ye if you do them. You want to go all the way to
no. That's good enough. If you know these things, happy are ye if you do them. Not just knowing them, not just hearing, but doing them. Do you know that the ordinance of feet washing should be done today? Yes. Jesus didn't just institute the ordinance of feet washing and just his disciples, but that is a part of living for God. Even in the scriptures, it tells about the widow that if they take care of the widows, if she's a widow indeed, and one of the things said, if she washed the saints' feet. If I, your Lord and Master, wash your feet, you ought to wash one another's feet. And so that's just another thing that we need to do, because he said, if you do these things, if you know these things, happy are you if you do it. So when you know the truth of his word and you do it, there's going to be blessings to that. Let's go to Matthew 21 and 28.
Matthew 21 and
28.
Mm-hmm. But what think ye? A certain man had two sons. And he came to the first and said, Son, go work today in my vineyard. He answered and said, I will not. And afterward, he repented and went. And he came to the second and said, likewise. And he answered and said, I go, sir, and went not. Which of them twain did the will of his father? They said unto him, the first. Jesus said unto them, but I say unto you that the publicans and the harlots go into the kingdom of God before you.
See, sometimes people will say, they'll go far enough to say, I'm going to do this and I'm going to do that. And don't do it. They're not doers. They heard. The first, both sons heard the request. But one of them did it. One of them said no, like he wasn't going to do it. And then he did it. The other said he's going to do it now. I've seen this a lot with children. When you say, I want you to go and take this to the trash for me. I want somebody to take this to the trash for me. And one of them might say, I'm going to do it. But you know what happens a lot of the time? They fool around. They don't pay it. They fool around, maybe forgot. And you say, I thought you said you were going to take the trash out. They didn't do it. And then sometime at that, one of the more diligent children may just pick up that trash and go take it out. I was going to take it out. You remember that with Leah? Leah had that job to take out the trash. And so she would just fool around or whatever. Sometimes somebody just without even anybody saying, she would go take it out. And then Aaliyah would get upset with somebody for taking out the trash when it was her job. And the way Eva would do, she would give them, I don't know if it's points, but they would get their allowance based on how much, based on their chores. Well, she would, when somebody just went on and did it, then that means she's not going to get that part of her allowance. That's what happens so much with children, you know. But we don't want to be like children. When the Lord tells us something, we want to be faithful to do it. And we don't want to say, yes, Lord, I will do it, and not do it. Because a lot of times that's the case too. So, we want to be faithful. Let's go on now. James 3:14 to 18. I think I have the wrong one because I can't. It was the one about doing the will of God, but I don't see that in that one. So, do we want to be successful in the things of God? When we start out for the Lord, we want to make a success. We don't want to fail down the road. And in order to make a success, these are essential things for us to do. Let's be about what the Lord tells us to do. I was thinking about Joseph. Joseph went, he had a hard time. Because at 17 years old, his brother sold him into, and he, but he was, God was with Joseph over and over. The scriptures tell us. And so we see people that have been successful in the scriptures, but those are people that are doers, that did what the Lord would have them to do. Let's go to Genesis 39, and we're going to read not everything, but we'll read some of the scriptures there about Joseph. 39, 1 and 2.
And Joseph was brought down to Egypt, and Potiphar, an officer of Pharaoh, captain of the guard, an Egyptian, bought him of the hands of the Ishmaelite, which had brought him down thither. And the Lord was with Joseph, and he was a prosperous man, and he was in the house of his master, the Egyptian.
So, see, even though he was going through hard times, he was pleasing to God, and God made him prosperous. His troubles had kind of like just started, because here he was in Potiphar's house. God had blessed him so the man didn't even know his own business of his household, except the food in front of him, so to speak. And he had turned it over to Joseph. God blessed him. And though then his wife tried to get him to do wrong, and when he didn't do wrong, she told a big lie or untruth on him, and he was put in prison. But let's see what happened there. Go to verse 7 to 9.
And it came to pass after these things that the master's wife cast her eyes upon Joseph, and she said, "Lie with me." But he refused, and he said unto his master's wife, "Behold, my master wot not what is with me in the house, and he hath committed all that he hath to my hand. There is none greater in this house than I, neither has he kept back anything from me but thee, because thou art his wife. How then can I do this great wickedness and sin against thee?" And it came to pass, as she spake to Joseph day by day, that he hearkened not unto her to lie with her or be with her. How far you want to go?
To 9.
And it came to 9, but I'm past 9.
Okay, stop. So, in other words, you see how he was doing the right thing. He knew what was right, and he did it. He refused the wrong. But he got thrown in prison. But let's see what happened when he got in prison. 21 and 22, those two verses.
But the Lord was with Joseph and showed him mercy and gave him favor in the sight of the keeper of the prison. And the keeper of the prison committed to Joseph's hand all the prisoners that were in the prison. And whatsoever they did there, he was the doer of it.
So you see, he kept obeying God, he kept doing the right thing, and God blessed him even in prison. And then if we read the rest of the story, we'd find his life was blessed all the way to the end. He became second ruler in there, and God blessed his life. He will bless us too. We'll have a successful life. We may have troubles. We may have problems to deal with. But his blessings will be upon us if we will be doers of his word. Do what he says to. Now let's go to Joshua 1 and 8.
Joshua 1 and 8. "This book of the law shall not depart out of my mouth, but thou shalt meditate therein day and night, that thou mayest observe to do according to all that is written therein. For then thou shalt make the way prosperous, and then thou shalt have good success."
Do we want to have good success? Let's be doers. Let's do what the Lord would have us to do. He said this book of the law, that's the word of God, shall not depart out of our mouth. We need to take this word, eat it, do it, and we'll have good success. We can look at people that didn't have good success. Saul was one of them. I don't want to go through all of what Saul, but God gave him a commandment to do, and he gave it through Samuel the prophet to go down and to get rid of the Amalekites. But he did it his way. He didn't do it God's way. You know, he deceived himself. Because when Samuel, after it was all over and he supposedly had done the will of God, Samuel came to him and he said, "Blessed be thou of the Lord. I've done the will of God." You know, people today are being deceived. They are being deceived. Feel like they're doing God's will when they're not. They're boldly disobeying the word of God. and saying that they're doing God's way. The devil will deceive you. See, the word of God is light. It brings light. It brings understanding. But if we refuse it and walk over it, darkness will come upon us, and we'll be deceived, and we'll think we're going right when we're not. So we want to be sure to be doers of the word and not hearers only. Pray for me.